more than 92,000 D-Link NAS devices have a hidden back door. A new attack impacts cloud VMs. Chinese influence operations are increasingly adopting generative AI. And Palau falls to a ransomware attack. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 8th of April, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Grey Noise. In today's top story, a security researcher has found a backdoor account in the firmware of old D-Link NAS devices. The hard-coded credentials can be used to access the device and then run malicious commands. The backdoor impacts more than 92,000 devices. D-Link has declined to patch the issue because all the affected models have been discontinued for almost half a decade. In other news, Chinese threat actors are increasingly adopting generative AI technologies for influence operations. The most active threat actor is tracked as Storm1376 or Spamouflage. Microsoft says the group used AI-generated images and text translated into more than 30 languages in its attempt to influence public opinion. The group ran campaigns targeting the US, Taiwan, and Pacific Islands. The vast majority of the campaigns ran on Twitter. Virginia-based tech consulting firm Acuity has confirmed a security breach after a threat actor stole data from its GitHub repositories. A threat actor named Intel Broker posted some of the company's data on an underground hacking forum last month. The threat actor claimed it stole classified data from US military and intelligence agencies. Acuity says the GitHub repos contained only dated and non-sensitive information. The Palau government has fallen victim to a ransomware attack that encrypted files and crippled IT systems. Officials reported finding two separate ransom notes. The first was from the more well-known Lockbit gang, and the second was from a smaller group called Dragon Force. The latter group formally claimed the attack over the weekend. The incident marks the second time the small Pacific Island nation has dealt with a ransomware attack. The previous attack was in 2019. The University of Winnipeg in Canada fell victim to a cyber attack at the end of March. Officials say hackers stole the personal details of staff and students. Besides personal details, the data also included bank account information for some of its staff. The incident knocked out network access and forced the institution to cancel classes. Officials have not said if it was a ransomware attack. Vulnerability acquisition platform Crowdvents is willing to pay millions of US dollars for zero-click exploits in iOS, Android, and secure messaging apps. The company is offering up to $9 million for zero-click exploits that work via SMS or MMS, and up to $7 million for iPhone 0 days. It will also buy Android, Signal, and WhatsApp at up to $5 million. The company launched some years ago, but has recently restructured its program with new prices. A team of academics has discovered a new attack that can break the confidentiality of trusted execution environments used by cloud service providers. The new Ahoy attacks affect AMD, SEV, SNP, and Intel TDX, two TEEs used by cloud providers to host confidential virtual machines. The attacks exploit the notification system between the hypervisor and the guest OS. A successful attack can allow threat actors to access data stored in the memory of other cloud users who share the same hardware. Hugging Face has rolled out fixes to address a vulnerability in its AI as a service platform. The issue could have allowed threat actors to upload malicious AI models that backdoored Hugging Face's platform and stole customer data. Cloud security firm Wiz discovered the issue, which exploited a flaw in the Hugging Face inference API. Security researcher Evan Ikeda has published details and a POC for a vulnerability in the control panel of the Jasmine ransomware operation. Ikeda says the bug can be used to de-anonymize panel operators and dump decryption keys. The vulnerability is a pre-auth path traversal. The researcher also discovered a vulnerability that can be used to hijack command and control servers for the Chaos Rat malware. InfoSec reporter Brian Krebs has uncovered a network of phishing sites mimicking the PrivNote secure note-sharing service. The sites contained malicious code that swapped cryptocurrency addresses shared in notes with an attacker-controlled address. Krebs says the operation was incredibly profitable. Just one of the malicious sites hijacked $18,000 worth of cryptocurrency in 5 days. Google has included the V8 Sandbox component in its vulnerability rewards program. Security researchers can stand to earn bug bounties of up to $5,000 for vulnerabilities that can bypass the component. The V8 Sandbox is a Google Chrome component that isolates JavaScript code inside its own sandbox. Google began developing the V8 Sandbox in 2021 after a number of bugs targeted the Chrome JavaScript engine. And finally, the Matrix.org Foundation is urging governments to fund more open source projects. The organization's call comes in the aftermath of the XZUtils incident last month. Matrix developers are asking for funding that is not tied to new feature development. Instead, they suggest governments fund basic code security and maintenance operations. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Grey Noise. Find them at greynoise.io.